Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Bend that ass over. Make that Gucci breathe. Ass. Hands on your knees. Heads, that's been my theme song like since for Christmas, New Year's.
Thought you were going to say for the rest of your year. That's
the theme. Yeah, it should be for the rest of the year. Welcome to Laid Bare. Hey guys, my name is Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
And you are chilling with us. And we want to say again, Happy New Year. I don't know when we're allowed to stop saying it. Today is the 9th. So by the time this comes out, it might be like.
Yeah, by the time this comes out,
it'll be a 10th. But I've said after the 10th, I'm no longer saying it.
Yeah, that's it.
No longer saying it.
Because you would have spoken to the people you need to talk to by then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just out of courtesy.
But I feel like it's a great email filler as well. Because usually, like, when I'm writing an email, I'm like, what else can I say? I'll be like, hi, how are you? Hope you're well. Where's my money at?
I've been back at work since the 3rd. And I think I've written in one email.
Really?
And I only remember because it was today.
Oh, no. I've written a couple emails. But usually I'm always thinking, what's a good filler before I get to what it is I'm emailing for? So Happy New Year's is it for me. Yeah. But after the 10th, that's it.
Mine is, I hope you're well.
That's it. Mine is, I hope you're well.
I hope you're well.
But I'm just like, you know, I don't care about how well you're. Even if you're not well, what is there for me to do? What can I do? I'm not well. I'm going to reply to someone, I'm not well, one day.
Do you know what? Yeah. And I will, you see the way I looked at you, I'll look at you just like that. I'll be like, do you know what? If I got an email like that, I'm not responding. I'll be like, you're trying to play with me. I'll be like, stop the foolishness. Don't be silly.
Especially because most of my emails are literally to chase my coins. I'm like, where my money at? But I hope you guys are having a great year and you had a great Christmas. I had a really good Christmas.
We saw.
It was so good.
I was even messaging Oloni saying that, listen, if you don't come back, we'll do Laid Bare via Zoom.
I'm staying here.
I was like, we're doing it by Zoom. It's okay.
That was my first time back to Nigeria in 17 years.
You look like you had such a good time though.
I did. I stayed in my mum's part of town, Ibadan, for like a week.
Okay.
It was my first time at her house. Like, she's built a house. She lives there now. She's like retired. So she just comes and goes as she pleases. Right. When she wants to avoid the cold weather, she runs back to Nigeria in her beautiful house. And it was just so nice. Like, life is just so much easier for her. I understand why our parents want to, like, leave and rob this England and just take all their money back home and just, you know, relax.
Yeah, because my dad's in Ghana.
And yeah, he's relaxing, right?
He's been happier ever since.
Of course.
Why wouldn't he be?
Like, especially when Ghana is peaceful.
Like, it's been, like, it's been five years now. Mm-hmm. He's been peaceful ever since.
Yeah.
When you FaceTime him, he's just happy.
Oh.
The only time he's not is when I've woken him up from a nap.
Yeah.
It's because I've woken him up. That's it. Other than that, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Oh, that's good, though.
What did you love about Dirty December?
Oh, my God, what I love. So when I went to Lagos, oh, my God, I had a mirror, though. I have to admit. So when we planned to go to Nigeria, it was not supposed to be in December. It was supposed to be in November. But because my passport came late, we were just like, F it, let's go in December.
You did say that.
Yeah, because it was like, if you guys listen to other episodes, I was talking about how I was going through so much with the Nigerian embassy. So when we finally did decide to go to Nigeria, it just happened to be Dirty December. It wasn't even something that we planned. Yeah. So we got to Lagos maybe around the 10th, let's say it was like the 15th to 16th or something like that.
Okay.
So we got there literally as Dirty December was approaching and starting, right? Anyway, because we got there so late, we booked everything late. Like, we booked plane tickets late. Like, our plane tickets, me and my sister's plane tickets cost like over 2.1K.
What?
Right, yeah. I mean, we did get like...
Oh, hell.
I think we did... It weren't first class or business, but I think we did pre... But even then, it's still expensive. I think we did premium economy or something like that. I can't remember. But it was very expensive. And even when we were there... We booked everything late. The only thing that we were fine with was like my mum's side of town, which was her What was it? Which was, she had a house.
Yeah.
But we didn't book a hotel on time. If you see the hotel that we booked when we got there, it looked fine, like most of these things do. Uh-huh. You know, when you go to hotels, they usually take a photo of the hotel when it's brand spanking new.
Yeah.
And that's the photos that they will use 30 years later. They will still use that photo. Nikki, if you see what my eyes saw,
First of all, did you shout?
What, did I shower?
No, did you shout?
Did I scream? You know, the first thing is, yeah, me and my sister got there, we were arguing over rooms.
Why?
She wanted the bigger room. Uh-huh. And I said, why would you get the bigger room?
Yeah.
I'm older, like.
You see, I can't lie, I'm the older sister.
But she's just like, you always get the bigger room. Yeah. And I'm like, because I'm older.
Yeah.
You know, but then I got it, you know, I told myself like, ugh, just let her have the bigger room.
Yeah, like, we're on holiday.
And you're older as well. I also told myself, respect yourself. Like, let her have something big. Yeah. Let her have the bigger room for once. But then I went inside her room that she wanted and I opened up like this closet and I looked up. Please tell me why there's a big hole, like this square hole that leads to the outside.
What?
There was a big hole.
In the closet?
In the closet.
Was it like a built-in one?
It was like, yeah, it was a built-in one.
Okay.
So it's like a closet that they change into like a wardrobe, but you walk down it and you can like put your clothes up.
Okay.
There's a big hole.
And you just see outside?
I could see the sky.
The sky.
As in I looked up and I was scared that something could fall on my face. I just said, eh, well, I shut the door and I told my sister, yeah, you can have the room.
You're out of order.
I said, you can have the room. But then I said, it's funny because I'd already told myself she can have the room. But then when I saw it, I said, you could definitely have the room.
Yeah.
And then I started pushing my suitcases out. But then I decided to tell her, I said, no, you can't let your sister sleep here. I said, Temi, let me not lie to you. There's a hole in there. Like, I don't think anyone should actually sleep here.
Yeah.
We weren't even feeling the hotel, to be honest. So at that point, we were kind of looking for a reason to leave.
Okay.
I'm not really feeling it, but I don't want to be moany because I know my mum knows that she didn't do a good job at booking a hotel. So I don't want to be too fussy or anything. I'm just like, let's make the most of it. But I'm starting to get the vibe that my sister's not really happy as well. My mum's really, you know, my mum complains about anything. My mum could be in Buckingham Palace. She'll still complain. Mm-hmm. So at that point, we weren't really feeling where we were.
Okay.
And my sister and my mum were thinking, okay, what should we do? Me and my sister were going to share a room. My mum was going to have her own room. Please tell me whilst we were looking at the hole that I told them to look at, do you know what? When we were all inside that room, do you know what happened?
What? I bet something came flying through it.
No.
Oh, God, what happened?
Something came running through, marching through, a cockroach chased me and my sister. I said, we have never jumped.
You said the cockroach chased you.
Yes. It chased my sister. I'm not even joking. It looked like a rat. It chased her. Temi ended up jumping on the bed. I'm jumping on like a chair like this. Like, oh my God. I'm like, that's it. We need to leave.
No, but it's true. Like cockroaches in Africa are huge.
They are. They are huge. Huge. I'm just like, I can't do this. We go to complain downstairs. We're complaining. Mm-hmm. We're complaining. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to tell us, don't worry, we'll seal it. Someone did an inspection. They said it was fine. We're like, there's a hole in there. Anything can come through there. A snake can come through there. A rat can come through
there. A bird. Some big crow.
A bird can come through there. Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Yeah.
And they're just telling us, like, don't worry, we'll close it up. But I'm just like,
how?
Allow it.
Construction like, at this time.
No. Right? Construction. So anyway. Mm-hmm. We're just like, do you know what? We'll talk to the person who gave us this room because it was like, it was done through like a sublet. I can't explain it. Like she was, I think she owned like some of the buildings in the hotel. So we booked through her or something.
Okay.
We basically told her we want a refund. She weren't trying to hear it. She was telling us that she was giving me sass on the phone. I gave her sass back. I said, are you dumb? Like I will actually bully you back and use Queen's English to do it back. Cause she was trying to give me some sassy English. I said, I will double the English you're giving me because are you crazy? Yeah. Like customers are telling you that they're not satisfied. There's a hole inside your in the bloody closet.
And it's not like you've even spent the night there for her to say you were actually there and now there's an issue. Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So at that point, I'm just like, there are cockroaches in there. We are not happy. And if you don't know, the theme for this year that everybody is sharing in Nigeria is no grief for anybody.
Yeah.
Like, fight anyone who wants to try and fight you. Whatever they try to do, you do them back. Because you have to pop a fight, especially if you want your money.
You do.
And anyway, round up the story. We just decided, we stayed up till 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning looking for another hotel we were going to stay at where we'd be happy. And whilst we were doing that, my sister and my mum went inside the kitchen. Please tell me why they saw more cockroaches that chased them. I said, I could not move.
I would have packed my bags and I'm standing by the roads.
Literally.
I'm standing by the roads.
I've never woken up so early you know, I'm one of them ones that lay in on a holiday. Like you, me, yeah. you have to slap me to wake me yeah. up, because I will sleep in till. I will sleep until noon, mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. I've never woken up so quickly because I couldn't sleep. I slept with one eye open mm-hmm. when I was sleeping. Me and my sister were slept in the same bed and I couldn't sleep because everything was just irritating my body. Yeah. What if something touched my leg in the middle of the night? Like, do you know what I mean? So I probably woke up around 5 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was ready up and I said, right, we're going to go look for another hotel. And me and my sister got up. And we went and found another hotel that wasn't Great. Too far. It okay. was like George Residence, which is in like Lekki, phase one. Like the first hotel we were staying at, which is Lekki, it's like the nice part of like Lagos.
I was about
Lagos.
To say, isn't that like the, like a bit more bougie part?
It is a bougie part, but yeah. not that hotel. Not the room that we stayed at. The owner of the hotel was trying to tell us, like the woman who subletted it to us, that she sublets the room to like, you know, like all these small boys, like these 419 boys or these boys that, you know, that just have parties.
They made the whole
thing. So I was just like, so if you saw that a family was coming, why would you give it to us? Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, apart from that little incident, that was one day, but the rest was a vibe. We found okay. a new hotel that was obviously up to our standard, great, clean, amazing. It was nice, mm-hmm. you know. We obviously learned our lesson that mm-hmm. regardless, book your hotels on time.
Yeah.
But it's Nigeria. Everyone's in Nigeria during December, so places were naturally booked up.
Literally, every part of my snaps and stuff, I said,
everyone's in Nigeria, right?
Listen, even till now, there are people that in Ghana. Saw from the time, let's say from the time you went till now, they're still there.
Do you guys not have jobs? You don't have a job again. I'm not
like,
for work.
One time for 30 December, I was there for like 3.5
I don't blame
four
you.
Weeks.
My friend had malaria in Ghana and I told her, you need to rest. Like, what's up? Because I've had malaria before, like maybe over 20 years ago now. And she told me her symptoms. I said, you need to take it easy. She goes, yeah, I will. You know, I'm not going to go out tonight. 2 days later, I see her on a horse. I said, are you sick? What's going on? She goes, I'm feeling better.
She's going to lift herself and put herself on a horse. And I know that horse, it was in Labadi Beach.
I know. But she was That's on a where, horse and yeah. it was spinning me. But she's having the best time ever. She's been out there for 3 weeks. And I said, well, you're out every
That's
night.
What you
she's
need to
literally
do.
Out every night. Yeah. But she's enjoying herself.
Listen,
no.
You rest when you come back home, you know.
You rest when you come back home.
From 30 December, you rest. And when I say home, I mean England.
Yeah.
Not back at your apartment or your family's house.
Absolutely. But she's having a great time. I had a good time out there. If you haven't gone home in ages, definitely suggest you should. Mm-hmm. That was my first time in a long time. And I had so much fun. My cousins from Belgium were out there as well.
Okay.
He's a guy. So he was taking care of us when we were there as well. Okay. And that's another thing. It's so good to like, if you're out there, travel with guys. If you're a woman, tables.
Everything.
Just enjoy.
Everything.
Just enjoy.
Because you'll be holding one bottle in the UK, but I won't see.
15 man to one bottle.
Me and someone were literally talking about this last night. Yeah. In certain spots,
yeah.
you see them surrounded that one yeah. bottle.
And this is not me coming from UK, man, because understandably, things are just expensive here. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, girls are just, you just enjoy more.
There's
girls
a
are
lot
taken
of,
care of.
You see the princess treatment that they speak of,
yeah.
that they want here when they go out. You'll get it when you go aboard.
You will get it. All you need to know is know someone. And no, I had like, even a good friend of mine, Bizzle, who was out there, he showed me the really, really nice parts of Nigeria as well. Okay. So that was nice. I went to, what was it called again? Breeze Beach.
Okay.
That was, I think it's a Breeze Beach Club. It's a really nice, yeah, beach club. And it was so pretty. I was just like, bruh, I don't think I've even seen beaches or clubs as pretty as this in Dubai.
Now you need to go to Ghana next.
I need to go. I said to myself, I need to go
Ghana next. Yeah.
I have to.
Because I was thinking you were probably going to fly there, like see everyone, get gas, because you're having such a good time. And I'm like, if this girl goes to Ghana, yeah. Listen, you see resignation letter come to your email. I'd be like, forget the Zoom idea. I don't want it no more.
No, but I do want to know your dirty December stories. If you guys have any dirty December stories, let us know.
I saw the thread and I can't wait.
I know. I was thinking about doing it. I haven't done it yet. I've had some stories, but I said, should I do it? Should I not? We'll see. But if you do have any stories, convince me and send me some. I want to see your stories. But honestly, I had such a blast that some of the parties I was at, I would be upset halfway through because I would remember that the night was going to end. So there were times where it would hit me and I'm like, I was about to cry.
Oh, stop.
I'm being so serious. I was just like, oh my God, this night is going to be over soon. I think alcohol sometimes makes me a bit emotional.
Wait, how were you the drinking out there?
Well, how was I drinking? Mate, when I got home, I said, let me just sort out my hangover shit now. Because my sister, the following days, oh my God, that girl would not leave her bed for like half a day. I'd be like, oh, And then she'd be like, damn, you weren't even drinking. You would like drink your drinks and then put them on the side of the table. And I'm like, because I know my limit.
Exactly.
I'm a lightweight. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm becoming a lightweight, you know, and I really? Don't like that for me because that's not my bag.
It's not your bag. What's your bag?
My bag is I drink with the men. Like one of my friends here, when he takes me around his friends, he'll be like, they'll be like, oh, so do you want this? He'll be like, why are you asking her? Give it to her. You don't know who she is.
Oh my God. You got to take it easy.
I had two dirty hangover stories during the Christmas break. Oh, listen, when I woke up and one of them was Christmas Eve.
How was your Christmas though?
Christmas was lovely. We had a quiet one, but I spent more time with like my cousins and stuff. We had a great Christmas. Oh, we I did love so Christmas many family. Things together. Yeah, we went for brunch. We went to one new Ghanaian spot. They had the live bands. We got messed up there. But it was really fun though. I felt like I was back in Ghana, but then when you walk out, it was barking.
Yeah,
but it was nice. We had a quiet one.
I love a quiet one. I feel like I'm gonna really enjoy Christmas when I have kids next. I've been saying this.
Yeah.
When my kids are like, I don't have any kids by the way, because I'm saying when my kids, mm-hmm. but I will have kids very soon in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But when I do have kids, like I feel like when they're around 4 or 5, that's when I'll really, or even 3, that's when I'll truly enjoy Christmas because it's not really about the adults.
No, kids.
I remember the last Christmas, my sister woke me up to come downstairs to open presents. And I think that's when I finished her Christmas for her. It no longer became exciting. Because when we were kids, she would always wake me up, let's go open the presents. Yeah. And then as I got older and older, I started giving her longer stares. Like, bitch.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I want to sleep. Like, I have one present. Yeah. It can wait.
Right?
Exactly. It can actually wait.
Ooh, Sex and the City DVDs. Do you know what I mean?
But like for like my godchildren and stuff, they had a great Christmas. They were just all so happy. Aww. Like, and kids, kids' presents are expensive. So
they are. Let's pause a week. But I love watching them open them. Oh my God. The excitement. I'm just like, ooh, they're going to open. I'm going to be the best auntie ever.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's nice. But anyway, guys, the real reason why you're here, okay, let's talk about the Sex and the Nasty stuff. We finished giving you the down low about how our Christmas and New Year's break Guys, make sure you get your tickets. Laid Bare Live is happening, the Galentine's Day special, 14th of February. We want to see you there. Make sure you get your tickets. We can't wait to see you. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so amazing.
I know. I haven't seen you guys in ages. So to finally, like, literally see the people who are tuning in, who are listening, who are just like, we need more episodes. I want to see you guys. Come down with your girl. Come down with your man. Get nasty at the show and then get nasty when you're back at the hotel. Listen, it's going to be a nasty show. So I want to see what you guys are all about. I want to, you know, it's going to be fun. I really, really can't wait. It's going to be I hope I'm easy on the drinks though. That's one thing. I'm going to have to control my drinks.
On that day, I'm...
Don't be telling me about fasting.
No, my fast will be finished by then.
I'll know.
I'll have a drink.
Yeah.
But then, following a few episodes I have reviewed, we'll take it easy.
Oh my God, have you listened to shows where you're just like...
Yeah, when I'm just like, nah, fix up, man. I'm like, come on, fix up. But don't worry, we'll turn up, we'll get lit. And one of my friends, she came to my house on New Year's Day and I told her and she bought a ticket right away. Oh, so shout out to my friend. So she's coming. Okay. And the rest of the group chat, guys, hurry up.
Hurry up before they are sold out. Exactly. I really, really can't wait. I'm excited. It's all I was thinking about when I was away. I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to actually see these lot. It's been ages. So I really, really can't wait.
Somebody asked me to if they can dress up. Yes.
Dress up. We said this on the last show.
Like, however you do cute your way, do it your way.
Do it. Yeah. Dress up. It's the 14th, man.
Exactly.
No. So you want to get cute. If you want to wear heels, wear heels. If you want to wear like boots with a heel, do that. Wear what makes you comfortable. And if you want to wear trainers, you can do that too, I guess. I guess, you know. But I feel like it's a sexy day, so dress sexy.
Exactly.
You know, you never know who's going to get lucky that night when you get home. You might just be feeling horny and be like, let me call that booty call still, you know.
You might have a little spin the block situation because we've got your gassed up, you know what I mean?
Speaking of spinning the block.
Yeah.
The girls are fighting.
Listen, today, I'm just like, what's happening?
The girls are fighting.
Why?
The girls are fighting.
Anyway.
Jade Kingdom has a very sexy voice. Can I say that?
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't even heard what the hell she's got to say.
You haven't listened to it?
No, I haven't. It's been so busy today. I know it's been brewing for like a couple of days.
Yeah.
But then my mind hasn't gone
to it.
Just came out
this morning.
I've just been seeing. No, but then they had some subs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some subs. So I'm just thinking, so now he's got to diss tracks.
Yeah.
So I really need to actually listen to it. But like, guys, stop fighting, man.
Yeah, stop fighting.
Because.
But I can't lie though, if your man says that, you know.
I heard
I've got
you
the
said
best pum pum.
Oh, okay.
In Kingston. It's hard. It's hard. It's such a hard one. But then he buys you a really nice car. See, this is why I'm the wrong person because honestly, I can't lie. When it comes to gifts, I'm very easy. Buy me something nice and I'll be like, okay.
Yes.
I say that, but honestly, it's not good. And I'm trying to work on it because it's actually not good. I should not be bought with gifts. Nobody should be bought with gifts.
Because you know, sometimes, imagine if it's a new car, I'd be like, but fuck you anyway. And then I'd be like, give me the keys.
It's true.
As you're getting in, I'd be like, yeah, and don't come back here no more.
I want to know how Pardee's taking to all of this because he left one bit of, because it was drama, even though I love Meg to bits, the situation was a lot of drama. And he left that situation. Now he's with this girl who, can I say, I don't know if you saw the video of her, Jada Kingdom, twerking, but she did this twerking where she used her hand to put through her crack while she was twerking.
I need to learn that.
That's a devilish move and I need to learn it. It was crazy. But no, she obviously, Jada Kingdom and Seth London, for those who don't know, obviously going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think Seth London did a song called Dat Dat or something like that.
Something.
Where she must have subbed Jada Kingdom. Jada Kingdom said, yo, who are you talking about? I want to know if it's me because last time you were talking and I didn't really say anything. So this is your chance. And then Seth London saying, you know, well, if the cap fits, wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I wake up this morning and it's Jada London
Jada Kingdom.
I done put their names together. The drink hit me. Jada Kingdom done put out a song
where
she's coming for everything. And I'm just like, you a little liar. You had this song in your vault. You know, you wanted a reason to put this out.
She brewed it after the first sub. She was like, listen, let me load the clip.
I heard that
ready.
She's lethal though. I have heard that Jada Kingdom's quite lethal. Do you know what? I think both women are very talented. If I'm being honest and speaking, you know, just...
And
casually.
Women with sharp mouths as
well.
Very sharp
Jamaican
mouths.
Women are very sharp.
Yeah.
They are very sharp. I think Jamaican women and Nigerian women, you don't want to cross them because we can actually hurt your feelings with our tongue.
And that I believe.
Yeah.
That I believe.
Outside of the hurling abuse at each other, I do feel like both women are extremely talented. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that they put this to bed because even though they're saying, oh, it's not to do with
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but let it not be like a thing.
But it is. It is about man.
Yeah, but let's not prolong it.
Yeah, no, let's not prolong
because
it.
Because we're not trying to have a two-pack and Biggie thing.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, to me, hip-hop rap is about dissing and proving you're the best with your pen. But I really hope it's not a case whereby these girls genuinely hate each other.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you listen to Jada's diss, I'm just like, rah, she came for everything. She took her wig off, like, and just scalp.
What's that saying you like to say?
What's
something
the...
with the singlet? If I tore her singlet.
Yeah. She tore her singlet. She really, really did. But again, I think both women are talented. But yeah, right now, oof, God, I listened to the track.
Just allow it. It's spicy.
It is Burna Boy. I get it.
Someone said, listen, we're only a couple of days into 2024 and the internet is just...
Someone said it's not even January 9th. We're still in December.
December 35th.
It'll be December 40th by now, to be honest. If I'm very, very real. Okay, so guys, I asked a question, which was, ladies, what hints do you drop when you make it clear that a guy has a chance in sleeping with you? That was the question I asked, and I wanted to know...
I think I responded to
you.
You
did.
I did.
I've actually got your answer here. Mm-hmm. So that was the question I asked, because I was thinking, like... What hints do you need to drop for these guys to know that?
That
I'm
was a good question because someone
I'm
like
trying.
Me, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be a bit shy because I really fancy you and I know you can come and jump this pipe. You know?
So I did want to know your answers. Okay, so the answers that we got were, when I'm curious about their sexual experiences and ask about their preferences, if I don't want to fuck, then talking about sex with you feels like disgusting punishment. And I agree. If I'm not interested in you, when I was single, of course, like, if I'm not talking about sex, mm-hmm. I'm like, please. And I do talk to sex. If I feel comfortable with you, I could talk about sex if you're a guy. If I don't feel like you're coming from a pervy angle.
Yeah.
And then there's also, no, I'm trying to fuck you, so I don't mind talking about sex with you. Yeah. You know, but there's never no in between. It's either...
It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's either we're having a non-pervy conversation and I'm just talking to you as a mate. Yeah. Which I can do.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to see what their dick do. And then I got another. It said, if I ever invite him to my house, not him inviting himself. So you know, guys, when have I seen you? When am I coming around? Do guys still do that, though?
Yes.
Really? When they know you live on your own?
Yes.
Guys, we're 30 now. Have some shame.
Yes.
Have some shame. If you can't play the game, you can't play with my pussy. Because the game is that you're supposed to wine and dine me. Do you know what I mean?
All you ever get is, oh, so when am I coming to see you? Or if I post up that I'm drinking wine, because that's my favourite thing, is, oh, so what, are you drinking that by yourself? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Did I tell you I was bored? Like, yes, I am.
Or did I tell you I needed company?
Exactly.
I didn't tell you that. Okay. Next one was, or I will be honest and tell you that my garden needs to be watered by you.
It's giving Bridgerton.
I find myself incapable of keeping my hands off his kneecap. My eyes never waver from eye contact, and I laugh in between pauses whilst flicking my hair back, then carefully stroking his knee as I'm stroking... Like I'm stroking his meat. That man was mine for sure. Ooh, I feel like this person was reminiscing.
Exactly. It sounds like a scene from like a 90s movie.
Ooh, and this one might sound familiar. Extra laughing and some physical touch, like rubbing his knee or touching his beard.
That was my response, wasn't it?
Oh, my days. Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. You like
do.
Stroking the beard, Nikki?
Oh, my God. If I get comfortable with you like that and like a couple Hennessy's down... I will stroke your beard, because why am I stroking your face?
I remember I have this friend, we're mates, obviously, but I remember when we were just like getting to know each other, I was probably tipsy at the time, and I remember stroking his beard, and he was smiling, and I was just like, do you let girls sit on it? And then he
oh, what? That went left.
He was
quickly.
Just like, yeah. We were on holiday at the time, actually. And you know what's so funny is that someone else recorded it and I was screaming. He was afar. And I remember he sent me the video like months later and it was me stroking that guy's beard. And I was just like, why were you recording
it
me like
a creep?
It would have
looked so seductive as well.
It
like,
did.
Yeah.
It really did. I was just stroking his beard and I was just like, oh, lordy.
No, if I'm doing that and you know I'm not trying to be like your best friend, you have a chance.
But the thing is, I just love beards as well. But I do think, I'm trying to think of hints that I've done. I also got a lot of women who sent me the Thames eye, the Thames face. If you know what I'm talking about, it's like a cartoon where she's like looking up.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon. If you know, you know. I love Thames, by the way. But you know Thames has come to my bedroom eyes.
Yes, she does.
She has very seductive
with
eyes.
With those dimples. She don't have to smile too far.
She don't need to smile too much. Like Thames can just appear and just look at you. Mm-hmm. And if you know, you know. I think all she'd have to do is just maybe a little smile. Mm. And then you probably might have
that
a chance.
That little squint.
Yeah, a little squint. Tempest has got a very beautiful face. And she has very, very seductive.
She's got beautiful eyes and lips, everything.
Sexual aura. It's just sexual aura is what she has. But I'm trying to think of other things, hints that we would drop if we want to, you know, try and let someone know that they have a chance of being in bed with us sexually.
Hints.
I'm trying to think other hints that I would have. Mm. I think I get a bit flirty. If we're talking, I get flirty. It's a bit strong.
But then when you say flirty, do you mean like more things that you say? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So things that I say will be a bit more flirty. If I'm not straightforward, straightforward me is, let me see a dick. Hinting and flirting is the way I use my emojis. I think I'm very good with wordplay. And like metaphors and being naughty as well. Mm-hmm. Men think they're good, but I've come across some guys who don't know, who are too heavy on it.
Right.
They might say something like, you could be like, oh, I'm going to go shower without me. Oh, shut up, man. Do you know what I mean? Say something else, like, you know, change it up.
Somebody said that. This was like a week ago. Oh, what are you doing laying on the sofa? Oh, if I could be there with you. This is me, hun. I'm recovering from my hangover right now. And then he was like, oh, nah, did it mean? Yes, you did.
What did you mean then?
What else did you mean? I wish I could be with an emoji as well.
Right.
And it was the smirky emoji. I was just like, no.
Get lost. What did you mean? You're clearly flirting. You are flirting with me.
No, but we did have sex the night before.
Makes me thinking you ain't got a chance. Nikki don't want you. You're like, nah, I definitely gave in. I definitely gave in.
Gave in the night before.
I definitely gave in.
And then
some
the next day I was like, no.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What other things would I do if I was to? Like I said, if it's texting, it's that.
For me, I think I find it a lot easier to do with texting than face-to-face, because when I'm like, oh, I'll touch your knee or stroke your beard, that's after a couple of drinks when I've really loosened up. But then if it's without all of the liquid courage, I'd rather hide behind my phone.
Oh, I'm trying to think. If it's just us two,
yeah,
I think I get very playful.
Okay.
I get very playful. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll get close to you. Uh-huh. I might... Yeah, I just get very... I think I also get very childlike. I get it's weird because I get into my childish aura.
Okay.
And I'm not going to play physically with someone I don't want to sleep with because I don't want you to... I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But I feel like it's like with most people, do you not get childish, flirtish, like when you're playing?
Yeah, you do. Like a really giggly...
Yeah.
Like, and you're trying to be cute.
Like you're trying to be
and
cute.
And they know.
And they know.
They know.
They know. They know. It's just like, okay, this bitch wants some dick. Let me... You know, let me...
Pop off your belt now.
Pop off my belt. Come on. Take off the hoodie. You never know. You never
I'm just
know.
I'm thinking about certain situations. I'm like, wow, that escalated quickly.
It does.
And then I was thinking, right, it took this long.
But what happens before the escalation, though?
Before the
what
escalator.
Do you do? Is it play fighting or, like, who makes the move? Do you make the move?
Do you know what? Okay, so I remember one time, yeah, like, I was with this guy, and then I was thinking, you know that we're about to be, like... Come on, give me something. We were talking, I was getting seductive, lights were off, and then he got up and went to the toilet, and then when he came back and then came and kissed me, so it was like we had like a little break.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, cool. Let's change the scenario when I come back into the room. It's like changing the scene.
Oh, I see. Kind of. What do you think he wants to go to the toilet? Do you think he peed or do you think he wants to go clean his dick?
That's a good question. We were drinking a lot, so probably peed.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right now, because if I go to the bathroom, uh-huh. I'm going to go quickly
do the
smell
creature
test.
Check.
Yeah. I'm going to put my finger in.
It was just me. Check.
Yeah.
Make sure.
I need to sniff it. And if not, you do the quick, what's they called? The whole wash.
Yeah, the prostitute wash. Yeah,
yeah, the prostitute wash.
Yeah, that's what I call it, the prostitute wash. There was one time I actually just took my panties off. And I put it, it was scrunched up.
Yeah.
Did it see? I slipped it in my bag. Ah! And then, yeah, there was one time I did that. Oh, wow. Good
Ooh,
times.
Good times. Good times. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. So we want to know your thoughts as well. What are the hints that you drop? Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast and make sure you grab your tickets for our live show. I did tell you a bit about my dirty December already in the beginning of the show. But you know one thing I never told you was when I got a massage when I was out there. So I got a massage out there. Now tell me if this is normal. So she's giving me a massage. Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, this woman is putting my body in a bit of agony. So I have to tell her, like, take it easy. Uh-huh. You know, because I'm just like, why are you massaging me like I owe you money? Like, ease up. Uh-huh. And then she goes, do you want me to massage your breast?
Where did you go for this massage?
I said, why not? It's called Oma. It's in Lagos. It's a very popular one. I think that's what it's called. Let me look.
That's such an ass thing to say.
Should I massage your breast? And I said, I sat there, laid down, and I said, why not?
Wait.
I said, why not?
No, that is killing me because I can imagine this happening.
Yeah, because I just thought to myself, can't be too bad, right? Let me just make sure that's what it's called because I do want to shout them out. Like, I'm trying to find it.
I'm sorry, you cannot massage my tits.
You couldn't. You couldn't.
No, do you know why? Because I'll be incredibly horny.
Yeah, I did. I think it made my clits stand up a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, because...
I'm trying to look for it, but I think it's called Oma. If you know, you know. Like, if you know, you know. If you don't know, then I don't know what to tell you.
Wait, so you see on like their price list, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this on there?
I don't think so.
Or when they mean full body massage, like, did you go ask for a full body massage?
Yeah, I got a full body massage. Okay, yeah, so maybe. Oma, I was right.
Yeah, so maybe that's part of
yeah,
their
that is
full,
a full
body
massage. It is full body. I mean, I don't think she was doing it in a sexual way. I think she was like, it's just like when they rub your inner thighs or if they do your glutes, you know, sometimes people's glutes get massaged.
And also
your
like...
feet get massaged and feet can turn off
It's wherever
a lot of
you've
people.
Got muscles as well
yeah.
in it. So I guess so. Maybe that's their thing.
Exactly. And I'm not going to lie, even when my toes are getting massaged, like, I get turned on as well. I love my toes being played with.
I like my toes being played with.
So, like, that could just literally, anything, honestly, I'm just a very physical touch type of person, if I like you.
She was like, should I massage your breasts?
Actually, did it.
Because I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either.
I've never heard it.
This is a different type of, you know,
establishment.
I was thinking happy ending. You know, like happy endings. You know,
that is
some countries, when guys get massages,
do you know,
they
I've always wondered,
well.
Yeah, I've always wondered, is that actually a real thing or did we just make it up within like...
Make it up is real. It's absolutely real.
Really?
Yeah.
Because one day I did wonder that. I'm like, is this actually real?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, happy endings are absolutely real.
Lovely.
Absolutely, absolutely real. So let us know if you've ever had a happy ending or if you've ever had your tits massaged. I want to know. Do you guys have any love life resolutions? I want to know as well. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Do you have any love life resolutions?
Yeah, number one, I ain't spinning the block again.
Really?
Number two.
Are you sure?
And nah, I ain't finished spinning the block. Actually,
it's only December 40th. Give yourself a chance.
Nah, I'm trying to take my love life more seriously. I think this year I want a bit of a quieter one.
Okay.
Because towards the end of last year, I can't lie, I was just a mess. Oh. I was crying. I was just in bits. That's what led to me spinning the block, which is something I've always said I don't do.
Yeah.
And then when I did it, I was just like, I don't think I'm happy with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right, it was good for that moment. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it made me feel good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have any love life resolutions. I'm trying to think between me and Bae, I think the only thing I've told myself with him is to just be... I think it's not even just for him. I think for me, be calmer. Like, be calmer in situations.
Okay.
I think it's so easy. I'm a hothead. So okay. I think it's so easy for me to fly off the handle. But I think I've really, especially in this relationship, I think it's been me telling myself, okay, you're not 21 anymore. Like, you need to be calmer when dealing with things.
Right.
And be gentle as well. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, and this is not just even in a relationship, it should be for women who aren't in relationships. Sometimes when you're a bit too hot-headed, it makes people overestimate their importance in your life. It makes people think that you cannot live or move on without them or whatnot. And I think in a relationship, out of relationship, just...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Be calmer, no matter what it is. Don't allow anyone. If I was single, I would tell myself this. Mm-hmm. Don't allow anyone to bring out a version of you that doesn't align with who you are.
Exactly.
You know, even though I still do think that sometimes people do need to see the wear rate inside of you, not to test you. But not everything needs to, you know, sometimes size up the
situation. You don't need to escalate.
Yeah, sometimes size up the situation.
Yeah.
And you can't react the same to every single thing, or else that person will just think that you're just a mad person.
All the time. And that's not you all the time.
That's you all the time. Yeah. You have to literally analyze what is worth being crazy about, or what is worth complaining about. So I just tried to be calmer, and I'm trying. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you guys know in a week.
Next week, guys, yeah, lower the volume at the beginning of the podcast because you might shout.
I might start shouting, but I think what I like about this relationship is that I don't really complain that much. I don't complain. I don't have anything to really complain about.
Because he's quite calm, isn't he?
He's calm.
Yeah.
I'm calm-ish. I like how we both correct
I was
that.
Like, girl.
I'm a Leo. What can I say? I'm a
we
Leo.
We have that fire. And that's even part of my fast. That I just pray to God. I'm like, I need a calm heart because I know how I can fly off.
Yeah.
And I like the way I've changed. Someone actually said to me the other day, they were like, you know, people don't know you, like, because with me...
You have such a nice nose. Sorry, I'm just staring at your nose. Yeah, I love your nose.
Oh, do you know, I don't like my nose.
Fuck off.
If I could change one of the things on my face, it would be my nose. Swear to God.
I've interrupted you. Continue.
No, because someone really close to me said one thing that they've noticed throughout the years is that what people don't realise about me is that if, like, let's say, if I switch on you now, is whatever you've done, I've watched you do it a couple of times, but because, like, if we're close, I trust you to be like, listen, it will pass. Oh, it's okay. Third, fourth time, that's when I'm like, nah, fuck off, you know? But then I'm like, even that, do we even need to get there sometimes? Yeah. Let me just learn to ignore. Let me just learn to step away.
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm trying.
And in friendships as well, I think that's so important. Be calm about things.
I've done that recently and I've just walked away from one of my closest friends.
Sometimes it needs to be done.
Yeah, not because I hate her or anything like that. I still love her the same. But sometimes
it's not
like,
who I think it is.
No. Girl, no. Bye, no.
Have you guys even spoken?
No.
Okay, okay.
And it's fine. And again, again, no hate.
Yeah.
But it's like, if that's what it is, then boy, as long as I don't have that hate, because please, I'm not going to give up my rewards in life for you. Do you get what I'm saying? But then one of my friends is like, she did something to really upset me. And I'm just like, nah, for the position you have in my life to upset me like that, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But again, no hate, no arguments. I just stepped back.
Yeah. Has she clocked that you stepped back?
Yeah, she has.
She hasn't said anything?
No, not really. We had like a brief exchange. But to be fair, I was very drunk and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
So you told her how you felt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, nope, no hate, whatever. I knew whatever and such, whatever was going on at the time.
Did she try and like explain herself?
A little.
Yeah.
A little. But then for me, I'm just like, you know, some people have certain positions in your life. So if they disappoint you to a certain level, it's like, nah, you can't do that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just learning from other relationships I've had is when I'm disappointed, let me just step back. Because if I can do it with guys.
You can do it with women.
Yeah. And also if I've given guys many chances, I can also give you many chances.
Yeah. But, because that's something that I think a lot of women do, which is internalized misogyny sometimes.
Exactly.
You will give a man... Mm-hmm. Even though I do believe the relationships are very different, but I think they are both good for your mental health. I think healthy relationships and healthy friendships are good for you, but I think we give men more grace than we give the friends in our life.
And my sister noticed that about me.
Yeah.
Like one time, I can't remember what the scenario was, and then my sister just went, well, that's because you forgive guys so quickly and you don't, whenever a girl does you wrong, you don't do that. And I went, huh? And I know this is years of her just backing up her data and giving it to me. And when my sister said that, I was like, oh, maybe it's true.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about it. But I'm like, listen, I don't need to fight. I don't need to shout.
Yeah.
Just take a step back.
Yeah.
When we talk, we'll clear it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? There was a video you retweeted on Twitter yesterday. I retweeted the same. It was, should I even say it? It was a kid being attacked by two men.
Oh, yeah. Did you see it? Yeah, I saw it.
So I retweeted it and I commented and I said, this is disgusting. You know me, I advocate for the kids all day long.
All the time, yeah.
And then I realised that the parent...
You definitely know the parent.
Got me and her almost got into a scrap a couple months ago.
Wait, the mum?
Yeah. When I realised it was her, I said...
That's why I retweeted it. I retweeted her.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I left it because I was like, do you know what? Again, let me learn. And I'm actually... Remember, I'm fastest. I'm like, no, let me learn. I've shown my support. It is about the children. Forget the stupidness that we had.
Oh, no.
There's your support. You, do you know what I mean?
Why was that? So the mum's child was the one in the video.
Yeah.
And because she was the one saying, oh, my child is...
Yeah.
I wonder what that was about, though.
And I didn't realise...
I hope he's okay.
I hope the kid is okay, too. And then I was just like, what the... I was like, Jesus Christ, you'll see my picture as well. And I thought, nah, leave it.
Why were you fighting her, though?
Listen, it was some stupid thing, right?
That's what it's about, man.
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't even know the girl's name. I don't think I even remember her name. Just some random girl. Like, she thought her friend had an issue with me. And where we were, I said to her, why are you even coming to stand here? And I was like, second of all, who even invited you to this party? These people have parties all the time. You're never here. And she got mad when I said it. She said, if I slap your face, this is me. And I just went... slap me then. And she got so angry, she got vexed and left the party. When I look back at that, it's so dumb. Yeah, but then, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't take back support from something that's clearly very important because of a stupid little spat.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? So we're learning. Gosh. Guys, this year, take time, you know.
Guys, take time. Don't be scrapping, please.
Don't be scrapping. Listen. Please.
We're too old for that.
We're
too old.
If one of these don't break.
You know, I think about it sometimes. And even though I've got a very sharp tongue, I'm telling myself, like, girl, you have a sharp mouth, but you can't get into no fight. And do you know I say that? And it's not, the people need to understand this very carefully. It's not that I can't fight, because I can fight and I'm very hot headed. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. I don't back down from a fight. But mm-hmm. my thing is, you're actually 30 plus. What excuse do you have?
That too.
For exchanging
and you
blows.
Actually have so
it's
much
actually
to
very
leave.
Embarrassing. That as well. And that should be first, but I see it as second. The first in me just sees it as you're a big woman.
Exactly.
And the fighting that you've done should have been gotten out the way when you were
when I was
20.
Younger. All that frustration,
all
exactly.
That frustration, all that
like,
anger,
it,
whatever.
It's happened.
But now you're older. It's just like I say this all the time. If anyone insults me on road, I just have to say And I also believe that people are crazier than me. Even though I think I'm mad, I know that like, I'm saying I'm mad. But there are mad people out there that are madder than you, and will actually. You don't know what they're carrying. You don't know what's on them. You don't know if they've just left a mental home. You don't know if they've just walked out without being signed off.
Exactly.
And leaving a mental home. Somebody out there is madder than you.
So like even now when I'm driving and I want to shout, I want to pull up my middle finger, I'm like, I'll be like yeah. at my steering wheel, I'm like, oh, whatever man,
no,
go about your business, go about your day. God. Like even one of my dirty Decembers, I remember I got into a fight.
Oh my God.
And this person, oh, it was pending from London.
Yes.
And then I saw this person in Ghana.
That's what you physically fought.
Oh my God.
Oh no, Nikki.
People remember that fight till now. And I remember during the summer, I was at someone's birthday and somebody brought up the fight.
Yeah.
And I felt so embarrassed.
Oh God.
Even though, like, for me, my actions, I felt were warranted because this person did something that was very wrong.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, no, look at us big people. You're coming to say, oh, it was just what? How many, what, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
But still, it felt icky.
Yeah, it does feel icky. I don't feel icky about my fights when I was in my 20s, though.
Oh, hell.
Them fights, I'm like, you deserve
hell
that.
Hell no, you deserve that shit.
You deserve that
hell.
Shit. You deserve, but now, me, I will call security. I will call police. I pay taxes. And my tax bracket is disgusting. I shout every day when I look at what tax bracket I'm
be
in.
Be like, I pay for this service. I will call 999.
I will call security. I will call police. You are not touching, nobody's about to do disgrace me. You're not about to world star my ass. Like, it's actually my biggest. Right now, I'm just like, there's only, if you see me fighting in this day and age, know that my enemies have won. And it's not because I'm fighting. Just know that they've put me in a scenario mm-hmm. where they have won.
Where you had to go down to that level.
And I had to go down to that level.
And I don't think that's fair. And this day and age of TikTok and bloggers and blogs and whatnot, I don't want my face there.
And again, I need you to understand this. It's not because I'm scared to fight, because I believe, like, I'm very strong.
Yeah.
And I also believe that I can actually hold a whooping and I can give a whooping. I just believe, but I'm also just 30 plus. I'm 33. It just doesn't make sense. I'd rather fuck.
We have so much to lose. Like, especially in my career now, where he's going, please, I want peace.
Yeah.
We're busy people.
We
don't need those extras.
We really, really are. Anyway, let's go back to the good old stuff. Okay, so mistakes people make after sex. Mistakes people make after sex. I'm trying to think.
Like, kiss your teeth.
You think so?
That's something.
If it was dead.
That was.
If it was dead, I think mistakes that people make after sex. I think not caring about the other person. So
the aftercare.
Lack of aftercare.
Yeah.
So if you're going to the bathroom and you're just getting yourself a wipe and I'm just there dripped in your nut, you know, I think that's very rude.
That is
I shouldn't have to tell you to bring me a towel or a cum rag or whatever or a bit of tissue. And the thing is, cum is very thick. You cannot just use like, I don't know, like a towel and a tissue. It needs to be with a bit of soap. Like one side, this, let me teach you how to apply, you know, water and soap on a cum rag. You get the towel, right? So you get the towel, it's soap on water on one side and on the other side, water. And then you allow the middle to be dry so you can use the middle to dry yourself off.
Okay.
That's how you use a cum rag. Because sometimes niggas just get you like a rag. I'm just like, this is just going to make it dry and crumble off. Like, do you know what I mean? Like peel off.
And then when I get home, there's evidence.
And there's evidence. Yuck. Everyone's going to have been fucking because I smell like you're not. It has to be, the towel needs to be wet and with soap, okay? Mm. Unless you're just going to get in the shower together, then I guess that's fine. But please, know the way it works.
But I don't know if this is a mistake or maybe this is just like part of my OCD. Like let's say if I've had sex in my bed, I'll be like, please, quickly, first thing I need to do, can you stand up? This is a routine. I need to open the window if it wasn't open and Afrobreeze the bed. So
really?
While you're putting your clothes on or you want to go to my bathroom and get cleaned off, it will air out the beds and air out the thing.
I understand, yeah, because rooms do be smelling like sex. Yeah. You ever walked into a room and you're like, someone's been fucking in here?
No, but...
Oh, okay, just me. But it's my own fuck. Yeah. Like, you know, you leave the room, you come back, and then it hits
it's
you.
Musty.
The wolf hits you. It's musty. Because it's just bodies that have been rubbing all over each other.
Exactly.
And it just smells like ass cheeks.
Yeah, if it was just like a bit of sweat on the bed, listen, please get up. We need time for it to air. Let me Febreze.
Yeah.
By the time we're done doing our little aftercare bits, you can lay down again or you can up and
I'm trying to think bounce. What else. Things that people do that's wrong. Texting. If you're texting, like, if you quickly want to reply to something, like, you have 60 seconds. If you're on your phone for over a minute, we have a problem. If you're scrolling on Twitter after I've just finished nothing, there's an issue. If you are calling people and having a prolonged conversation, there is an issue. If you are watching a video whilst I'm there naked, there is a problem. Sorry. Like,
if you're gonna use your phone, I can't, like, I must be laying on you or something, like hugged up at least. If it's if it's like that, I don't really mind.
Yeah.
But then if you've like completely just rolled over, like, and you've just left me there, literally no
do
connection.
Do not ask me if I'm on contraception after you've had sex with me. I'm joking, no. That technically, you can. It's rude.
I think it's rude because when it was done to me, I was so offended.
I think it depends.
And this was somebody I was used to.
Yeah.
And then it's the way he said it.
How do you say it?
Literally, we were done. We both walked out the bathroom and he went, so, like, contraception, is it a thing for you right now? That's what he said.
Don't mind them. After they finish nothing is when they want to ask if the contraception is a thing.
No, but then
they
if you know how long that situation was going on for, and I'm thinking, why are you asking me today?
But not even just that. I think it's cheeky to ask after you've just bust your nut.
Exactly.
When, before you bust your nut, you weren't thinking. You were thinking about raw dogging me, because I'm very sure it was raw. Was it raw, Nikki?
I think it was.
I think it was. I thought it was too. So you were fine raw dogging me, but now it's done.
Exactly. Oh, another thing that's wrong here, because this, okay. So if you tell me you're going to send me money for the pill, send me money for the pill.
Yeah, send me money
Don't be like, goodbye.
Don't let me chase you.
Send me money for the pill.
Because I will tell you, like I always say, that we're having a baby and I've picked a name and I'll say Google Gaga. You know, I say this all the time.
No, do you know one thing you said that killed you last time? You were like, okay, so do you want to plan the baby shower?
Yeah. What do you know? You got your Burberry shirt? Let's do this. I'm so for real. What do you mean? I'm fertile, bitch.
By
Let's
the way,
do this.
People, stop wearing the Burberry shirts this year. I can't lie, I'm tired.
Really? You're tired? No, I just, I think it's just the, I think, do you know what it is? I think it's culture at this point. It's culture. Baby shower, you have to wear the shirt.
Okay.
And you got to look good.
You know, y'all do what y'all want. Like, I don't know.
Quickly, what do you think of Cat Williams and him insulting the whole industry? I watched that again, you know. Can I just say that was a Netflix special without him knowing it was... Or maybe he didn't know. It was
when
a special that he gave
us.
When I saw
2.5 hours, but then all the bits that we saw online was literally like the first, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is a lot to take.
I said, you sold me. I'm watching it and
but
I watched it twice.
I saw a quote of that interview on Twitter today where he was like, basically, if these are my experiences of you, of how you treated me, I'm going to talk about my experiences, basically.
Yeah.
Guys, that's not verbatim, but that's what he meant. But then if those are his experiences, then boy, so be it.
Yeah, but it was his experiences and some of them were what he was told, because he said that people would come and tell him stuff as well. But I just thought, oh my God, like, it is just so hilarious. And it just makes you wonder, wow, like, there's competition in every line of business, every line of work. And there's a lot of shifty shit that does happen in the industry.
When he was talking about, like, stealing jokes, I said, do they do that? Like,
they do. I saw
them
when they did the side-by-side. Like, they would mix it up, but they were definitely stealing his jokes. He was right about that. I was very brokenhearted when I found out that Steve Harvey was wearing a Man unit. I was just like, oh my God. I thought that was all yours, Mr. Hightower. Because that was his name.
In Steve Harvey show.
The Steve Harvey show.
Like,
and I watched Hanging with Mr. Cooper as well.
Apparently he stole the idea.
Just like he stole some of, like, his, what's
that
it called?
It's crazy.
Yeah, Mark Cooper's.
It's very shocking to me. Like, even when he was talking about Ludacris and Illuminati, like, that example, because I was thinking, where are you
some
going?
Some things I was just like,
yeah, because
okay,
I was thinking,
I don't
where
know
are you going with this example?
I don't know if you're having me on or not. But anyway, if you haven't watched it was very, very hilarious.
It's on YouTube.
Cat Williams is fucking hilarious. I have always loved Cat Williams, to be honest.
He is funny.
He was one of my favourite characters, especially My Wife and Kids.
It's
Bobby Shaw. It's Bobby Shaw. What do you mean, Bobby Shaw? What was the dance that they had to do?
The Bye Bye Birdie.
The Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh my God.
And when they did that little rap, that rap scene in My Wife and Kids, and I remember that he was just like, legally speaking, you just signed your life away.
He was like, something, I own you.
I own you, big head, I own you. Even when you're dead, I own you. You're my sole position. Do you know what I love? I love
the soundbite on TikTok. Penny's like, no. Only one of us got $12 worth of jewelry on. I think that is funny.
When he came for Wanda, was it Wanda Sykes or something? And like, listen, you have when your sugar, what did he say? When your cholesterol calms down, I can calm down or something like that.
When he was like, no. I hate you.
What did he say? With your gnarly fingers.
He was like, run through this with your gnarled. Oh my God.
Cat Williams is not your mate.
That man is ridiculous. But then he has a legacy. And I think it should be respected.
It should be respected because he's very hilarious.
But then he shook up the industry because people were responding.
They were responding from Tiffany Haddish. Ludacris. You got Ludacris doing the M64. I'm like, nigga, he came for your wife. He said that, you know, these men and their light-skinned wives and their weird faces came for Steve Harvey. Came for, who else did he come
Kevin
for?
Kevin Hart.
Who didn't he not come for? Like, Ludacris, the only people I didn't think he did come Cedric for would be like Dave Chappelle and maybe Chris. He came for Chris Tucker.
No, he gave
Michael
Dave
Jackson
Chappelle.
Called him Christmas. Michael Jackson was called Chris Christmas. You know, only man that's ever given you a nickname? Mm-mm, Christmas. And people were also commenting on Shannon Sharp as well, his journalism.
And his lack of
journalism.
Questioning intervention.
Do you know what? Yeah. I think he was too worried about people not coming on his show. He didn't realise what a blessing that interview was about to be. Because he was just like, oh, I'm scared you're not. He was just like, what comedians do you like? I'm scared comedians won't be able to come on my show. I was just like, this nigga is giving you tea. Shut up.
Yeah. But then to be fair, he was pretty much like, so how is Cat Williams? And he just spoke for literally 40 minutes nonstop. And I was just like,
he came there with a mission. That's why. He said he's come. He literally said, I'm coming in to blow this whole show.
But then from the presenter point of view, you always want someone that's going to give you content.
You do. That's
the thing.
You
do want that. Yeah.
So it's not completely Shannon Sharp's fault. I just don't think he knew what he was getting himself into.
Exactly.
Shannon's fine. So, yeah.
He's a chocolate man. Do you know what? Yeah, because the way he was like not saying anything, you know Real Housewives of Lagos, the first reunion?
Yeah.
When Tiana wanted to fight drama. Yeah. And the presenter was just there for 20 minutes. They were just shouting back and forth until security came.
Yeah, they didn't sharpen
that's what
you.
That's what that reminded me of. But listen, Cat Williams was being Cat Williams. That's his point of view.
Yeah, and I think he was tired of the lies that were flying about. So he said, you know what? I'm going to come and correct this. And it was the best PR. I honestly hope that a production company comes and scoops him up.
Because he's had a few Netflix specials now, hasn't he?
He does get specials. I'm sure the guy is doing really well when it comes to money-wise. But
sure
I hope he gets more specials because that was a special that we didn't even ask
that
for, but we enjoyed.
Didn't even ask for.
We enjoyed. Like, how many? He had some killer lines. What did he say? He goes,
the one that I loved, yeah, was when
you have an unnatural alliance with losers, and it is, what did he say? He said, and it is unbecoming or something like that. He goes, you have a natural allegiance or something like that with losers, and I expected more from you or something like that. What else did he say? He said, winners do not allow losers to rewrite history. That's what
yes,
I remember.
I remember that one.
What else did he say?
I liked when he was talking about something to do with his dad, saying Shannon Sharp was like, so you and your dad fought? He was like, no, we just had an altercation.
We had an altercation.
I didn't say nobody fought.
But he's a liar because if you rewind a little bit, he did say, he basically admitted that his dad beat him black and blue.
It was just his word. He was trying to protect his dad. He was like, did I say anybody had a fight?
Yes,
I love that.
You did.
I'm like, you did, but nice delivery.
Nice delivery. Anyway, let's do some dilemmas for you guys. If you want to send us your dilemma, send it to simplyoloni.com/Oloni. Or actually, sorry, simplyoloni.com/ask or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Do not forget, as you are listening right now, go get your tickets for Laid Bear Live, the Galentine's Day special. Myself, I will be there. So will Nikki. So will you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be It's going to be an interesting night.
It's going to be such a good night. I really can't wait for it.
Yeah.
And also, guys, it's 2024 now. Can you send us some voice notes?
Oh, We want to hear some voices from you guys. That is actually very true. Right, first dilemma. I've been married for 6 years, only ever been with my husband. Sex life became so boring. Haven't had an orgasm in months, and we never do oral. He finds it degrading if I do it, but I find it sexy. Then work husbands started catching on. He's also married but dissatisfied. One work drinks, we ended up having oral sex. He gave me the best orgasm I've ever had in years. And I made him come twice off head. Now I don't want to continue this. So I've tried cutting him off, but he's Nigerian and keeps showering me in love, compliments, and of course offers. Let's go to... He is also married, but dissatisfied. One work drinks, we ended up having oral sex. He gave me the best orgasm I've had in years. And I made him come twice off head. Now I don't want to continue this. So I've tried cutting him off, but he's Nigerian and he keeps showering me in love, compliments, and of course offers. Great sex. He even wants to cook for me. I feel so guilty. It's killing me and I don't know what to do. Should I tell my husband, although I'm sure he will never recover? Sigh.
Girl. That's a dilemma.
That is a dilemma.
I don't think Nelly and Kelly could even sing this one out. Honestly.
I like what you did there.
I want to say, be honest. But at the same time, I want to tell you not to say anything because I would only say something here. Like, do you remember in Girlfriends?
Yeah.
Ooh, with Maya. And that was basically that her work
me.
Husband.
Do you know that hurt me so much? That scenario with Maya and Darnell. Oh my God.
I could still shed a tear till this day.
You had that man in my house, Maya.
I could shed a tear right now.
Baby, it didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything. Darnell, please, please.
But then, even though they never had sex, I'm just thinking of that dilemma that you do have of, if I tell him this could happen, but what if your man notices a difference in you and he's already collected the differences that he's noticed? Is sex still the same with your man afterwards?
Yeah.
Like,
I definitely think that it's a tough one.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Because if we tell you not to say anything, they'll come and drag my wig off the internet now. But I definitely think, first of all, you should let him know that you are unsatisfied with sex and you need to tell him how it's making you feel and where it's taking you. And I think that that is something that a lot of people take for granted. A lot of people do not believe that sex is important in a relationship, but for some people it is. And it is wild. Mm-hmm. Not everyone finds sex to be the biggest box in their relationship that needs ticking. Mm-hmm. But for someone like me, and I feel like for someone like you, Nikki,
of course,
it's a box that needs to be ticked.
Because it's enjoyable.
It's enjoyable. Yeah. I'm also a very sexual person. Mm. And I need sex to be interesting. And I feel like I don't even think you want it to be interesting. I think you just want to feel like you're getting the most in your relationship and you feel unsatisfied because you are not. And now you're messing around with someone else. Mm. I think you definitely should be honest.
I think you should be honest, because the fact that it's come to your mind and you're definitely seeking our support, because holding something like that will only eat you up inside.
Do you even want to be with this man? Let's be real. Maybe this relationship just isn't for you. Mm-hmm. Because if you are with a guy who doesn't want to do the bare minimum when it comes to sex, it's just going to continue. And I don't think you should force anyone to do anything that they don't feel comfortable doing, especially when it comes to sex. Mm-hmm. Like, do not force a man to keep
you head. They've been married for 6 years, right?
I can't remember.
Because it's 6 years and a lifetime to go.
Yeah.
So just imagine, like...
You're going to be unsatisfied.
If you try to do new things, right, and then you hit another bump in the road, are you going to go and get with someone else again?
See how you feel about this whole relationship as a whole. Is it a relationship that is worth saving to you? Are you happy? I feel like context matters. Are you happy overall when it comes to this relationship? Because if you're happy about another man cooking for you, I mean, it's telling me that you're not very, you're not in a good place.
Yeah.
You're not in a good place. Mm. So I definitely think that you should also probably maybe even speaking to a therapist as well and telling them your concerns.
She also said that the guy is showering her, right?
Yes.
But then I feel like she's enjoying that too, because
of course she's enjoying
it. You wouldn't have put that in there. Like, imagine he's giving you good head, you lot are nutting back to back.
And he's going home to his wife.
You're coming home to your husband and you're like, oh, and he's giving me all of these whatever the gifts are.
But it's easy to give. It's easy to give 20%. When you know you don't need to worry about the 80. And I think that's what's happening in the relationship that she's in. She's got a side guy who's given her 20%. That probably feels like 100%. But in the, you know, in the, when you look at everything, it actually is 20%.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm just rambling because I'm a bit drunk right now. Let's do another one. My boyfriend and I are in a long distance relationship. Okay, sorry. My boyfriend and I are in a long distance relationship, and he told me his female best friend is spending a few nights. Sometimes they share the bed if her boyfriend doesn't pick her up. Is this something to overlook?
No.
Why do you say that, Nikki?
No.
Why?
So my first boyfriend went to uni in another part of England, yeah?
Yeah.
One day he was back in London, and he was in London for a flash, and I really wanted to spend time with him. He kept saying, oh, no, I've got to go back. I've got to go back. And I'm like, right, cool, do you. I missed him, but I'm like, go do your thing. On the train, on the way back, he decides to tell me that a girl that I also know, not really fond of this girl at the time, is coming to stay around his house. She's coming to visit him. Oh. And they were friends from college, so I know that relationship. And I was, and I know what she had done in another situation with another couple, right? Messed things up over there, and she was coming to stay with him. I said, so when were you going to tell me this? I said, hold on, hold on, hold on, wait. Where is she staying? With me? Where? In the bed. I locked off the phone. We broke up. We broke up.
Okay.
And she fancied my boyfriend as well.
Probably, most likely. It doesn't shock me.
So please address it, because
she hasn't. I was going to be like, oh, context matters, because in the dilemma, this girl also has a partner. But when has that ever stopped anyone? Because as you saw in our last dilemma, like both couples are actually married and they're still messing around.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone has different boundaries. If your boundaries are, I don't feel comfortable with someone else sharing a bed because it's a bit intimate, then you can say that. Like, just because someone else can say they don't have an issue with it, that they're probably fine with it. Like, it's not a big deal.
Imagine you'll be, unless if she has a man. Actually, no, you just said that.
Yeah,
like,
she has a man.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. If you feel like that's crossing your boundaries and it makes you uncomfortable, that's enough for you to literally voice that out. And I need us. I think another thing, because I asked about like love resolutions earlier this episode. And I think a lot of us need to spend less time writing dilemmas. Of course, I want to hear your dilemmas. I mean, I'd rather you voice note them. But I think we need to, one of our love resolutions needs to be exercising communication and not thinking that we are nagging. There are very basic things that I think you should be able to talk to your partner about. And it doesn't have to come from a place of, oh, like, you know, I want us to have this conversation and da 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 da. It could just be a casual conversation. Like, you're talking to your partner and you're like, and you're just like, do you know what? I thought about it and I don't really feel comfortable with the idea of your friend staying around and sleeping around. It doesn't really make me feel comfortable. And I'm not sure how you would feel if that was me doing it with another guy. So could we probably not do that? I'm hoping you'll consider my feelings and see how they respond. I feel like someone who cares about you will consider your feelings.
Absolutely.
Especially because it doesn't take a genius to figure out why that would make anyone uncomfortable. Exactly.
Or even just to give you that level of reassurance that you feel you need just to fill that time. But I can't lie, I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. No,
she can't go find a hotel.
Can she not?
Come and disturb me.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't like please. It. There was a question that was sent to me in one of my threads that I did. I did a thread where I asked women to share me the weirdest thing they've ever found going through their partner's phone.
I saw some of this.
There was a girl who said, the weirdest thing I saw my boyfriend do was overly compliment my friend anytime she posted in her Insta story. It was a, and then she put a love struck emoji and an emoji where like the emoji has like coming down.
Either
ignore or reply politely, but this boy never compliments me or sends me these emojis. He doesn't know I know, and she has never brought it up. Should I say something to him, or is it not that deep?
Yeah, because he wanted your friend initially. Mad.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely deep. So
yeah, no, it is that deep. That drool, that's like one of my thirst trap emojis. If I'm not using it on a picture or food, that's a thirst trap thing.
Oh, yeah. Come on, guys. Like, these things should be common sense. If it makes you uncomfortable, you talk about it. If the person you're with doesn't make you feel like you can bring up something, then you need to start asking yourself why. Is it because you're doubting your feelings? Is it because you feel like you might be overcomplicating things? Is it because you feel like you've said it before? And if you've said it before and your needs are still not being met, then you need to question the relationship, or you need to have another conversation about it and truly try and figure out if this person is supposed to be with you. We're going to do one more and then we're going to round up. Okay. Hi, Oloni. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year now. When we started dating, he just got out of a situationship. Red flag. With another girl. The two of them developed a very deep friendship and I wasn't comfortable with their dynamic. I asked him to cut her off as a friend, which he did. Fast forward in June, he told me he will reach out to her in order to rekindle their friendship. I wasn't happy at all. Ever since our relationship went downhill, he told me he wants me to remove all our pictures together from social media. We barely see each other and barely communicate. I called the girl one time during his mum's birthday and she acted like I'm the crazy one. We went to Paris together and he was super disrespectful towards me. The whole weekend was a waste. We didn't even spend New Year's together. Oloni, am I tripping or is he secretly still seeing his female friend and gaslighting me?
Yes.
I mean, I would think so, but we can't prove anything for sure. But it definitely
sounds like he misses that pussy, bro.
I mean, why is he telling you to delete photos if you guys are still traveling together? Like, yeah, don't tell me what to do about, with my social media if I'm supposed to be in a relationship with you. But I just honestly think that he's doing what he knows he can get away with. And it seems like he has a habit of just mistreating women and picking them and dumping them whenever he feels until he finds something new and shiny.
And hopping around in situationships.
And just hopping around, honestly. Because if he's in a situationship and you're saying you're in a relationship, maybe you're in a situationship. Because it sounds like you're in a situationship as well.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're with someone who doesn't know what they want, or you're with someone who knows that they can get their cake and eat it too.
He don't sound like a nice person. The fact that he can come and tell you, yeah, I'm gonna like go holler at her. He's almost like soft launching your breakup,
and he's also trying to see what he can get away with. And the longer you stay, the longer you tell him, that's basically you communicating through your actions by still being there. You're telling him that it's fine. You're saying that it's okay. You can talk as much as you like. You can cry, you can shout, you can scream. But if you are in that situation, there's no communication that is going to ever be clearer than the action of being somewhere where you shouldn't be. You can say, I hate this. You can write me as many more dilemmas as you want. But if you are staying in a position that you know that you are better than, or that you know someone is taking you for granted, you are literally giving them permission to disrespect you even more. And they will continue until you decide that this weary is one that I need to leave. So it's your own decision. You either stay there and deal with the weary, or you leave and leave the weary to deal with his other worries. You know, who do you want to be? There's so many other guys out there, ladies. Honestly, we are way too amazing to be settling for guys who just want to mistreat us, abuse us, take advantage of us, disrespect us. We have way too much going on, and we are better than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, pour into yourself instead of trying to pour into a good for nothing bastard who wants to take you for a ride and just walk all over you. Anyway.
She has spoken, guys.
All the time we have for today. Make sure you get your tickets for Laid Bare Live, the Galentine's Day special. I hope you guys are there. I can't wait to see you again. I'm really, 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 really excited. I don't care if you live in Germany. I don't care if you live in America. I don't care if you live in Middlesbrough. Get your tickets and come down to London. Make it a weekend treat for you and your friends. Get tickets for them, you know. And if you can't afford tickets, make your friend buy a ticket and pay them back later, you know?
I mean, it's very simple.
Okay?
It's not an arm and a leg as well. Then just in case, you know, it is January, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be giving out lots of sex toys as well. So if you want your chance to win a sex toy, more of a reason to come down. I was supposed to be doing my Valentine's Day shoot today. I was saying I was too drowsy, but I will be doing my Valentine's Day shoot very soon. I can't wait. I just love dressing up in lingerie for no reason.
We know.
I love it. Get me naked. Get me in lingerie. I'm going to use that to just show off like some of my favorite sex toys as well. Mm-hmm. And I'll be sharing that in my story pretty soon. Anyway, you guys know where to catch me on all socials, @Oloni.
@Soniki_ on Instagram.
And we will see you guys next week. Bye. Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Ooh. God, that freaking...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.